It's Tuned to Yesterday, showcasing programs from radio's golden era. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Welcome to this hour of sitcoms. Later in the hour, we hear the adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, but right now it's the adventures of Archie Andrews. This episode, featuring Bob Hastings and Harlan Stone, first heard on July 13, 1949 on NBC.
Weekly visit to Riverdale. It's early evening as we look in on the Andrews home. Archie is in his room studying. Mr. Andrews has gone downtown for some cigars, and Mrs. Andrews is straightening up the living room.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly. Lavender green. For pity's sake, what on earth is that? All right, I'm coming. Fred, what on earth were you... Fred, what's that?
Mary, look out of my way. This box is heavy. I can't hold it all night.
Well, Fred, what is it?
You see, dear. You see. Now, quick, move that lamp over so I can set this down.
All right.
There. Boy, that weighs a ton. I should have let him deliver it, but I was so anxious to use it, I brought it home myself.
But, Fred, what is it?
You'll see in a minute, dear. Now, just be patient. Be patient. Now, just hand me the scissors off my desk, and I'll open it.
All right, dear. But I don't see why it has to be such a mystery.
No mystery at all. Just want to surprise you.
Well, you said you were going downtown for some cigars, and you come back with this.
Well, I found the store was still open, and I bought it. You know, I've been wanting to do it for a long time. Wanting to buy one for a long time.
But wanting what?
Well, you see, I almost have the box cut open now.
Oh.
There you are, dear. How do you like that?
Fred Andrews, a television set.
Uh-huh.
Why, Fred, I never dreamed you'd buy a television set. The last time I asked you about one, you said they cost too much money.
I know, dear, but they've come down quite a bit in price, and I decided we might as well keep abreast of the time.
Uh-huh.
Do you like it?
Oh, Fred, I love it. I adore it. When can we see something on it?
Well, the man at the store is sending someone out to install the aerial in 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
But he said we should be able to get 1 or 2 stations right now without any aerial.
Why, Fred, that's wonderful.
Yes, Mary, I think it is, too. From now on, I expect to spend many a long, comfortable hour right in my armchair watching television. Yes, sir. Boxing matches, movies, Broadway reviews, everything right in my own living room.
Fred, never mind the speeches and turn it on. I want
to
see...
Hiya, Mom. Hiya, Dad. What's that?
Why, Archie, that's...
A television set.
Yes,
Archie. Gee, when did we get it?
Well, just...
Oh, boy, isn't that terrific?
Yes, Archie.
When can we see something on it? Just wait till I tell the kids
Archie,
that we got a television set. Oh, boy,
Archie.
Thanks a million,
Archie,
Dad.
You're...
Thanks a billion.
Archie.
Thanks a zillion. Oh,
Archie!
Gee, that's...
All right. So you're happy we got a television set. Now, will you please calm down? I carried this set all the way home so I could see something on it tonight.
She was okay, Dad, but will it work without an aerial, hmm?
Well, the man said we might be able to get 1 or 2 stations before they install the aerial.
Oh, boy, that's well. Turn it on, Dad. Turn it on.
Now, in a minute, Archie. In a minute. But first, take this carton and put it in the trash can. Now, I'll lift the set up and you pull the carton out.
Okay, Dad.
Go ahead, Archie.
Got it, Dad.
There.
I'll be right back. Oh, boy, a television set.
Now, Mary, all I have to do is plug it in and we'll see
Fred,
what we... Yes, dear?
Before you plug it in, we've got to put it in a better place than that.
Well, what's wrong with where it is?
Well, Fred, you can't leave it in the center of the room like this. It ought to be off in the corner so everyone in the room can see it.
Well, maybe you're right.
Put it on that end table over there.
All right, Mary. I'll just lift it up and put it down here. Hey, how's that?
Oh, no.
Yes, I thought you did. Oh, no. Mary, what's wrong with it here?
Well, that table's too low. We'd practically have to lie on the rug to see anything.
Well, it is a little low, isn't it?
Certainly is. Fred, I know. Put it on the bookcase over there.
Well, all right, dear. That should be better. I'll pick it up again.
Can I help?
No, just look out of my way. Hey, now. How's that?
Oh, Fred, no.
Yes, it is, my dear. No? Mary, now what's wrong with it?
It was too high.
Oh, but
the only place to put it is on your desk over there.
On my desk? But, Mary, it'll cover the whole desk.
Fred, it will not cover the whole desk. Do you want to see something on this set, or do you just want to put it where it's out of the way?
Oh, me. All right, Mary. On the desk it goes. There. Now, how's that?
Fred, that's fine. See, it only takes up about half your desk.
Half the desk? Oh, sure. That's great.
Fred, that's a perfect location for it. Just the right height, and you can see it from every part of the room.
Yes, Mary, I suppose you're right. But for Pete's sake, let's hook it up. I want to see something for my money.
All right, dear. Go ahead.
I thought it away, Dad.
Yes.
Gee whiz, you're not going to keep the set over there, are you?
Well, yes, Archie. What's wrong with keeping it there?
Oh, gee whiz, Dad, you're supposed to face the set away from the light. And that way it faces right toward the window and you won't be able to see a thing on it in the daytime.
Oh, good grief, it does face the window, doesn't it?
I never thought of that. Fred, you'll just have to put it on the coffee table.
Yeah, on the coffee table? Mary, that's where I had it in the first place.
Well, it's the only place for it, I guess.
Oh, fine. All right, Mary, I'll put it on the coffee table. But I warn you, this is the last time I'm going to move this set. I want to turn it on, not lug it around the room all night.
Yes, dear. You won't have to move it again.
Well, all right. There. Now, for Pete's sake, let's see some television. Archie, plug this in.
Okay, Dad. It's in.
All right. Now, I'll turn it on.
Gee whiz, nothing happens.
Archie, give it a chance to warm up.
Hey, look, the screen lit up.
Yes, yes, Mary, but we don't seem to be getting any picture.
I told you we'd need the aerial first, Dad.
Archie, look, the man said at least one of the channels should work without an aerial. Now, let's just dial around and see what we can find.
Fred, the screen flickered.
Flickered, yes, Mary. That's because I changed stations.
Oh.
But I don't see anything.
No, nothing on that channel. I'll try another.
Nothing there either. Nothing there.
Oh, dear. I hope we can see something.
It'd be just my luck that we won't. Well, how do you like that? I tried every channel, and we don't get a single thing.
I don't think you tried this one, Dad.
Now, Archie, I tried them all.
Oh, gee, Dad, I was sure you missed this one.
Well, try them again if you want to.
All right.
How do you like that? Here I was looking forward to a nice evening, sitting in my armchair and watching television.
With
and
us
all...
to beautiful India.
What was that?
I got it.
Fred, it's on.
Good grief, it is on. Archie, how did you do it?
Well, I tried this channel, Dad, the one you missed.
Archie, that's wonderful.
And it's a travelogue.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. About India.
Yes, India. Land of the Mohammedan and Hindu.
Oh, sweet.
Land of the elephant and the tiger. Land of gold and spices. India, land of mystery.
Well, how do you like that? We're going to see television tonight after all. And a travelogue.
I love travelogues.
Me too.
Fred, can't you get a better picture?
Better?
Yes, it's so gray.
Oh, all right, dear. I'll just adjust this gadget here. How's that?
No, that's too dark.
Well, how's that?
No, that's too light.
Well, how's this?
Fred, that's fine.
Yeah, Dad, that's fine. Gee, I wonder what that building is they're showing.
The Taj Mahal.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, the beautiful Taj Mahal. Most famous mausoleum in the world.
Well, come on, pull up some chairs, folks. Turn off the lights. We're all set to watch this travelogue.
Yeah, here's a chair, Dad.
Thanks, Archie.
I'll sit on the couch here.
And I'll sit in the armchair.
Fine. Now, turn off the lights, Archie, and we'll be able to see it nice and clearly.
Okay, Dad.
Oh, my, that makes quite a difference.
Uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, boy, it sure is. Well, this television is terrific.
Yes, it is.
The Taj Mahal was built in the 17th century by Shah Jahan for himself and his wife.
Boy, that Taj Mahal is a regular palace.
It sure is.
It is built of gold and precious jewels of every description. Historians tell us it took the labor of 20,000
yes,
men.
Was that the doorbell?
Working for 22
years. I didn't hear any doorbell.
Neither did I.
This beautiful edifice.
Fred, I'm sure I heard the doorbell ring. Turn the set off so we can tell.
But, Mary, I...
Turn it off in just 1 second.
Oh, all right. There, it's off. Now, where's your... Oh,
there, I told you I heard it ring.
Oh, great, I guess you did hear it at that.
Of course I did. Archie, turn the light on and go see who it is, dear.
She was okay, Mom. But I don't know why somebody had to come here just when we were watching our first television program.
Hello. She was Jughead.
Who'd you expect? A ghost rider in the sky?
No, Jughead, I did not expect a ghost rider in the sky, and I didn't expect you either. Come on in. I'm watching television.
Television? Archie, did you say television?
Yeah, we just got a new set, Jughead.
Gee whiz. Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello,
Mrs. Andrews.
Hello, Jughead.
Gee whiz, you got a new television set, huh?
Yes, Jughead.
Why don't you turn it on?
We turn it off.
You can see all kinds of swell programs on television.
Yes, Jughead.
I always watch it over at Pinky Schultz's house.
Yes, Jughead,
but I... You can see Howdy Doody. It's Howdy Doody time. It's Howdy Doody time.
Jughead,
you can see Milton Berle. I'll give you a shot in the head. What the hey? What the hey?
Jughead, I...
I'm Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. I'm Kukla.
I'm Ollie.
I'm Fran. Doody, 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 doody.
Jughead, all right. So you're Howdy Doody, Milton Berle, and Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. Not to mention Tui, 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 Tui. But I was watching a travelogue on India, and I want to watch it some more, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll even stay and watch it with you.
All right, Jughead. You may stay and watch it with us, but if
I better call my mother and tell her where I am, though.
Oh, fine. All right, Jughead. Go call your mother.
Okay. Boy, I'm sure glad you folks got a television set.
Mary, I can see a television set has certain disadvantages.
Riverdale 689, please.
Gee whiz, Dad, turn the set on before we miss the whole thing.
I am, Archie, I am.
And so we come to Bombay, chief seaport of Western India.
Hello, Mom?
The city with what? A population of 1.5 million people.
Speak a little louder.
Situated on the island of Bombay.
Louder!
To the mainland by this causeway.
I still can't hear you. Just a minute, Mom.
Bombay contains many of the
Fred, Jughead's calling you.
Me?
Factories.
What is it, Jughead?
Could you turn the set off for a minute? I can't hear anything.
What?
Turn the set off?
Yeah, but Jughead, I'm watching.
Fred, turn it off for 1 minute.
Oh, me. All right, Mary. I'll turn it off for 1 minute.
Thanks, Mr. Andrews.
Jughead, you're welcome. I'd like to know why I can't
Fred,
watch this.
Fred, Jughead will be through with his call in a minute. Then you can watch your travelogue.
Hello, Mom. This is me, Jughead. Yeah, I'm at the Andrews. I'm watching television. Yeah, television. Yeah, they just got a new set. What? I don't know where they got all their money.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, I'll be here for a little while. Yeah. Okay, I will. Bye.
Well, Jughead, are you through with your call?
Uh-huh, my mother said I could stay.
Well, that's fine.
She said I could even have supper here.
Supper here? Oh, for pity's sake.
Gee whiz, Mom, what about getting some supper?
Oh, I forgot all about it in the excitement of your father's bringing home this television set.
Gee, you gotta get supper. I'm hungry.
Now, Jughead, be quiet. Fred, I'll have to go get supper.
All right, Mary, get supper, but I want to turn this set on.
Gee, Mom, I got a good idea. Why don't you have a light supper, just a sandwich and some milk, and then we can eat right here and watch the television.
Why, Archie, that's a fine idea.
Yes, yes, it is, it is. Just make us some ham sandwiches or something.
All right, I'll bring them in when they're ready.
All right, now, for Pete's sake, let's have no more interruptions. I want to watch this travelogue.
Okay, Dad, turn the set back on.
All right, now, turn the lights out.
Okay.
Now, I'll turn the...
Hey, what'd you do?
Jug, I
it's
just...
It's dark in here.
Jug,
I'm afraid of the dark.
Jughead, please.
I don't even sleep in the dark.
Jug, we...
It's too dark with the lights out.
Jughead, will you please be quiet?
Who, me?
Yes, you. We simply turned the lights out so we can watch the television better. Now, there's nothing to be afraid of. Archie and I are right here with you. And when I get the set turned on, it won't be quite so dark.
Well...
Now, just be quiet and sit down.
Okay, I'll sit right here.
You Jughead, you're sitting on me.
Gee, I'm sorry. I couldn't see anything.
Well, get off me and get on your own chair.
Okay. I'll sit over here.
Jughead, you're sitting on me.
Gee whiz, I'm sorry.
Well, so am I, and get off me.
Okay. Well, where's my chair anyway?
To your right a little.
Oh, okay.
Well, what was that?
Jughead, what happened?
He sat down on the chair you told me was there, but it wasn't.
Oh, great. Jughead,
a fine trick that was, Archie.
Jughead,
you tell me there's a chair there, and when I lower my landing gear, no chair.
Jughead, I just wanted...
You pull that chair out from under me, I bet.
Jughead!
Huh?
Jughead, I did not pull any chair out from under you. You just missed the chair. It's right here. See?
Oh, yeah. I see it now.
Okay. Now, for Pete's sake, sit down on it.
And be quiet.
Okay.
Now, I'll turn the set on.
The River Ganges. Some 1,500 miles long and 3 miles wide at the widest places is the sacred river of India. It is the Sacred duty of Hindus?
Was that the door again?
To wash in the water.
I heard it.
Gee whiz, Dad, you better shut off the set again so we can tell.
Archie.
Well, it may be something important.
Oh, me, all right, Archie. I'll turn it off again. There, you see? I told you it wasn't the doorbell. Oh, fine. I guess it was the door.
I'll get it, Dad, as soon as I turn this light on. There. I sure wish people wouldn't keep ringing that doorbell when we're watching television.
Hello, Archie.
Well, gee, hiya, Betty. Come on in.
Well, thanks, Archie. Mother sent me over to return this salad bowl she borrowed from your mother.
Oh, okay, Betty. I'll give it to her. But, Betty, guess what we got?
What?
A television set.
A television set? Archie, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. Come on in and see. It's Betty, Dad.
Oh, hello, Betty.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Betty.
Hi, Jug. What are you doing here?
Watching television.
Golly, you do have a new set, don't you, Archie?
Yes, Betty.
It's a pretty good set, too.
When'd you get it?
Well,
just tonight.
Golly, does it work yet?
We've been watching the travelogue.
Jughead, whose set is this, mine or yours?
I was just telling Betty about it for you.
Well, it's my set, and I'll tell her myself.
What's
Archie,
wrong with my telling?
Well, I want
to
tell her, and I don't think that you...
Archie! Now, look, it so happens this is not Jughead's set or your set. It's my set, and I don't care who tells Betty about it. I want to watch it. You hear?
Yes, Dad.
Well, all right. Now, if Betty wants to watch it, she may. But I want all of you to sit down and be quiet.
Okay, Dad. Pull up a chair, Betty.
Well, all right, Archie, but I have to be home for supper soon.
Have supper here. I am.
Oh, fine. Jughead, who asked you
to... Golly, may I have supper here?
Well, gee, I guess so, Betty. We're just having some sandwiches right here so we can watch the television at the same time.
Oh, great. Archie, will you please be quiet? I want to turn the set on.
Okay, Dad, okay, but I better tell Mom to make enough for Betty, too.
Oh, fine. All right, Archie, tell
here
your mother...
Here are the sandwiches and milk, dear. Oh, Betty, hello.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Betty's staying for supper, Mom.
What? Oh, that's fine, dear, fine. But I, well, I'll have to take this tray back and make some more sandwiches.
Well, golly, if you don't have enough, Mrs.
Oh,
Andrews.
Oh, no, I have enough, dear. I just have to make them, that's all.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Andrews, if it's no trouble.
Well, Betty, it's all set now.
Thanks, Archie.
All right, now, do you kids mind if I turn the set on?
Well, go ahead, Dad.
All right, now, turn the lights out.
Okay, Dad.
Now, I'll turn the set on. I want to see the Ganges River.
Towering peaks of the Himalayas. Greatest mountain range in the world.
Oh, great. We missed the part about the river.
The Himalayas extend approximately 2,000 miles along northern India.
Well, Betty, how do you like it?
From 100
Golly, Archie,
to
that's awful.
Yeah, awful.
Awful? What's awful about it?
Well, the glare is so strong.
Glare?
Uh-huh. Hey, you're supposed to wear sunglasses when you watch television.
Sunglasses?
Uh-huh. Then you can see the picture much better, and it's better for your eyes, too.
Yeah, they wear sunglasses at Pinky Schultz's house.
Gee whiz, Dad, turn the set off, and I'll run upstairs and get our sunglasses.
Archie, I can see this picture perfectly well without glasses.
I think our sunglasses are right down here in this drawer. Yeah, here they are. Here are yours, Dad.
Thank you.
And you can wear my mother's, Betty.
Oh, thanks, Archie.
And I'll put mine on.
What about me?
You can just squint.
Squint? Squint? Oh, you don't care about me.
Jughead.
I can go blind for
Jughead.
You. You care. It doesn't matter if the glare bothers
Jughead,
my eyes.
Jughead, for Pete's sake, be quiet.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You can wear my glasses.
Golly, Mr. Andrews, what'll you wear?
Betty, I did not want any sunglasses in the first place. The picture was absolutely fine the way it was, but I want to see it. You kids will only sit still and not keep making many bright suggestions.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Andrews.
All right, now, turn the lights out, Archie.
Okay, Dad.
Now, I'll turn the set on. You know, those pictures of the Himalaya Mountains are interesting.
Is the Bengal tiger... The largest type of tiger found anywhere.
Oh, great. We missed the part about the mountains.
Gee, that's the first green tiger I ever saw.
Jughead, that's because you're wearing colored glasses, and be quiet.
The Bengal tiger generally hunts its food near waterholes and small ponds, waiting for deer, antelope, wild hogs, and buffalo.
Oh, I can see much better now, can't you, Archie?
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
It cuts out all the glare. You ought to try them, Mr. Andrews.
Betty,
here, try mine, Dad.
Archie,
I can't see a thing.
Oh, great. If you kids like the sunglasses, wear them. If you don't like them, don't wear them. But I want to watch this travelogue. Do you hear?
Okay, Dad, okay.
Tigers have been known to kill 32,000 cattle in India in a single year. Here you see the natives.
Gee whiz.
Now what?
Trap
the door again.
What? I didn't hear it.
Oh, I did, Mr. Andrews.
I did, too.
Turn the set off, Dad. You'll see.
Oh, me. All right, Archie, I'll turn it off. But so help me, if that bell doesn't stop ringing, I'm going to disconnect it and nail the door shut. There. It's off. And...
see, Dad, it is the bell.
Oh, me. Well, go answer it, Archie, and hurry up.
Okay, Dad, I'll turn the light on. I sure wish we could watch that travelogue for just 1 minute. Boy.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, fine.
Hi, y'all, Archiekin. It's awful good to see y'all, Archie. You're doing wearing sunglasses in the house.
Oh, these? Well, I'm wearing them to watch television, Veronica.
Television?
Uh-huh.
My goodness, do you have a television set?
Yeah. Come on in and see it.
All right, I'd love to. Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Betty. Hello, Jughead.
Hi, Veronica.
My goodness, are you all watching television?
Uh-huh. And we're all having supper here, too. You want some, Veronica?
Oh, great. Jughead, would you please quit inviting...
I'd love to. I don't have anything special to do anyway.
Oh, me. Order another sandwich, Archie.
Okay, Dad.
Well, here are the sandwiches. Oh, Veronica. Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Veronica's staying for supper, too, Mom.
Staying for supper? But, Archie, I just finished making all the sandwiches.
Well, couldn't you make just one more, Mom? Hmm?
Oh, dear. All right. Take this tray back and make some more sandwiches.
You can leave my sandwich here.
Jug, be quiet. Now, Veronica, will you please pull up a chair and sit down? This set has been off and on 10 times in 10 minutes, and I'm getting
sick. My goodness, that's not a very large screen, is it?
No, no, Veronica, I guess it isn't.
The screen on our set's about twice that size.
Yes, Veronica,
we get a good large picture on our set.
Veronica,
I don't know how you can see anything on this set.
Veronica, all right. I can't see anything on this set when it's turned off. Will you please sit down?
All right, Mr. Ennis, I won't say another word.
All right. Now, I'll just turn this... Oh, fine.
Yes, Mom?
I have so many sandwiches and so many glasses of milk now. I need someone to help me carry this tray in.
Okay, Mom. Jughead, you go help Mom.
Me?
Yes, Jug, you. I've been hopping up and down to answer the door every 2 minutes, and I want to see some of this travelogue.
Gee whiz, okay. I'll go, but I don't know what.
Well, now, if you have that settled, may I turn on this set? I want to see them capture that tiger.
Oh, sure, Dad. I'll turn the lights out.
All right. Now, I'll turn the set on.
Known as the Island of Ceylon.
Oh, fine. We missed the tigers.
Gee, I guess this is about how they grow tea.
Ceylon is in the Indian Ocean, 60 miles southeast of Hindustan.
Here comes the food.
With an
great.
Turn the lights on.
Oh, no, you don't, Jug. You can pass the sandwiches out with the lights off. It's not that
Ceylon
dark
Ceylon is
here.
Famous
well,
throughout
okay.
the world.
Wait till I set this tray down someplace.
What happened?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm all wet.
Gee whiz, I spilled a glass of milk.
Right down my back.
Oh, gee whiz.
I'm all wet. Jughead spilled a glass of milk down Veronica's back.
Oh, Fred, turn the set off.
I am. Oh. Archie, turn the lights on.
I'm trying it, Dad. Oh, here it is. There.
Oh, dear. Veronica's dress is sopping wet.
I asked somebody to turn the lights on.
Jughead, never mind whether you ask somebody to turn the light on or not. And Veronica, please stop that crying. Veronica, please, I...
My dress is ruined.
Veronica,
dress is
I...
ruined.
Veronica,
I'm going to go home in a wet dress, and it's a brand new dress.
Veronica, look, I'll buy you a new dress.
You will?
Oh, fine. Yes, I will. And you can go upstairs with my wife, and she'll lend you one of her dresses to go home in.
Oh, all right, Miss Stranger, that'll be fine.
I hope my dresses fit you, Veronica.
Well, we have that settled. Now, for Pete's sake, let's watch this program and eat your sandwiches and have no more trouble.
Okay, Dad, okay. I'll turn the light out.
And I'll turn the set on.
Notice the extremely
the sandwiches,
primitive
Jughead.
Farming
methods. Pass the sandwiches. I don't have them. You don't. Betty, do you have them?
No, I didn't even see them.
Will you kids please be quiet?
Well, gee, Dad, we're just looking for the sandwiches.
Where did you put them?
On your armchair.
All right, I can find it. On my armchair. Oh, good grief, I'm sitting on them.
Golly. Oh, boy. Mr. Andrews is hatching ham sandwiches.
Turn the set off.
I am. Archie, turn the light on.
I am, Dad.
Fred, why on earth did you sit on a seat?
sandwiches.
Mary,
I'm hungry.
And we're missing the whole program.
Archie,
those
never mind.
Those sandwiches are ruined.
Betty,
they didn't do your suit any good either.
Yeah, now, just a minute. Just 1 minute. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad. And how?
Judge, be quiet. Now, half hour ago, I wanted to settle down to a nice, comfortable evening in my armchair and watch television. But what happens? All of Archie's friends wind up here, invite themselves to supper, and keep interrupting my program. Jughead's afraid of the dark, and Betty wants sunglasses. Jughead spills milk all over Veronica. Put sandwiches on my chair. Now, I have stood all I'm going to stand. You kids can watch television if you want to. But from now on, I want you all to be absolutely stock still. I don't want to hear a word out of any of you. Not a peep. You understand?
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
And I, by George, am going to spend the rest of the evening enjoying this television set, starting right here and now.
And so we conclude our telecasting for today.
What?
We'll be back on this same channel tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Good night.
Oh, no. I missed the only program they had on tonight.
The Adventures of Archie Andrews, on Tuned to Yesterday from July 13th, 1949 on NBC. You're listening to an hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark LeVanier. And now we turn to The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet from February 20th, 1949 on NBC.
Do you realize that Tuesday is Washington's birthday?
Well, frankly, I hadn't given it much thought. Would you like me to bake a cake or something?
Oh, how about a cherry tree pie? Isn't it funny? Of all the wonderful things Washington did, the first thing that comes to your mind is that silly little fable about his telling the truth.
And speaking of the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, the solid silver with beauty that lives forever is international sterling.
That's for sure.
Silver with beauty that lives forever is International Sterling. From Hollywood, International Silver Company, creators of International Sterling, presents The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Rogers Road, where the Nelsons live, there's usually an air of happiness prevailing. It starts at the big friendly welcome mat on the front porch and continues clear through the big friendly house to the big friendly backyard where Nick, the family setter, lives. He's the big friendly dog with a laugh in his bark. But today there's one face that doesn't fit in with this happy atmosphere. Young David Nelson seems to have something on his mind.
What's wrong, David? You've hardly said a word all morning.
It's nothing, Mom.
Well, there's something bothering you. What is it?
It's nothing, really, Mom.
David.
Harriet, please. You say it's nothing, David. Is that right?
That's right, Pop.
All right, if it's nothing, it's nothing. We'll just forget it. It's here in the paper.
It is something.
Oh? I kind of thought you'd like to tell us about it. What seems to be the trouble?
It's nothing, Pop.
David, we're not trying to pry into your personal affairs, but why don't you just tell us about it? Maybe we can help you.
It's kind of silly, I guess. See, Grace Johnson invited me to her party Friday night, and I told her I'd come.
Well, that sounds very nice.
Yeah, but our team is supposed to play basketball Friday night, so I gotta tell her I can't make it.
Is David a dope, Pop?
Ricky, read your comic book. In other words, David, you mean you forgot you had to play basketball, and that's why you accepted her invitation?
Well, no, I remembered it.
You mean when you accepted Grace's invitation, you knew you couldn't make it? That it was the same night as your basketball game?
Yes, sir.
Now is David a dope, Pop?
Ricky. Well, then why did you accept it, David?
Well, golly, Mom. She seemed so excited about the party, I just didn't have the heart to disappoint her.
Well, I realize how you must have felt, David, but you're going to have to tell her sometime. Now it'll be a bigger disappointment. You find it's much better to tell people the truth right off. Otherwise, you'll wind up in an embarrassing situation for everybody.
Are they going to have ice cream at the party?
Oh, sure, gallons of it. That's another thing, Pop. Well, I'd feel awful silly if I turned on the party and then the basketball game was called off.
Do you think that's possible?
Never called one off yet.
Oh, Rick, you keep quiet.
Do you think it may be called off, David?
Well, I don't know. There's always a chance. Lots of things could happen.
Like what?
Well, suppose the captain of the other team gets the measles.
That sounds to me like a pretty remote possibility.
Maybe not, Pop. A couple of weeks ago, we were supposed to take an arithmetic test, and the teacher got the appendicitis.
Well, that was just a rare coincidence. I think the safest thing for you to do is call Grace on the phone and tell her you can't make it.
Maybe I could go to the party first and then play basketball.
I think you'd be too full of ice cream and cake to play much of a game.
He could be the basketball.
I guess I'll just think it over.
Well, it's your problem, David, but you know the old proverb. Never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Procrastination is the thief of time.
Oh.
Are you going to say something, Harry?
Yes, did you go downtown and pay the gas bill yesterday? You said you would.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Harriet. Now, here is a perfect example of the point I'm trying to make, David. Your mother asked me to pay the gas bill yesterday, and instead of putting it off until tomorrow, I'm going down and pay it today.
Hello? Just a minute, please. Hey, Mom, telephone.
Who is it, dear?
Mrs. Jones.
Which Mrs. Jones?
Which Mrs. Jones are you, Mrs. Jones?
Never mind, Ricky.
Hello?
Hello, Harriet. This is Pamela. You haven't forgotten you're having dinner with us tonight, have you?
Oh, no, Pamela. I'm glad you called, though. I'm not sure I know how to get out to your house.
Oh, well, that's why I phoned. Have you got a pencil?
Mm-hmm, right here.
Well, first of all, you come straight out Baldwin Boulevard. Now, wait till I get my directions straight. I can never remember east from west or north from south. Now, when I'm facing the radio, the wing chair is east. You come towards the Davenport, that's north. North on Baldwin Boulevard. Until you get to the corner where Castle Road crosses. And when you get there, have your husband slow down. The shop on the corner has a hat in the window that's just perfect for you. You'll love it.
Good, I could use a new hat. We go out Baldwin and turn at the cute hat.
That's right, yes. You turn left, and then you'll be on Castle Road. Then you turn... Oh, no, let me face the radio again. You turn to the wing chair, that's east. East! East on Castle to Oak Street. And as you make the turn, you'll notice a little dress shop on the corner.
Should I have Ozzie slow down again?
By all means, dear, that little taffeta dress in the window there is out of this world. You turn right.
All right. Down Baldwin, turn left at the hat. Down Castle, turn right at the taffeta dress.
Yes, I think that's right. Now, wait just a minute. Now, I want to be sure I'm right. Let's see, you come toward the Davenport, you turn to the radio, and then you head for the bookcase. Oh, it's left on Oak.
Left?
Yes.
And you live at 1340 Oak?
Yes, that's right. The numerals on the door will say 134. The O's missing.
Oh, I'm sure we'll find it, Pamela. About what time should we be there?
Oh, about 7. Oh, Harriet. Wait a minute, wait, dear. I'll give you the directions over again.
Oh, I'm sure I got them straight, Pamela.
But I just remembered. I moved all the furniture around yesterday.
Oh, hiya, Thorny. Any sign of the bus yet?
Oh, hi, Oz. No, not yet. Lots of buses, but the wrong ones. Kind of chilly standing here, too.
Well, hello there. How's the bowling champ?
Well, for goodness sakes, look who's here. How have you been?
Oh, just fine. And you?
Oh, can't complain. Yeah, sure is nice to see you again.
Well, thanks.
Where have you been keeping yourself lately?
Oh, you know, around.
You fellows know each other, don't you?
I don't think I've had the pleasure.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my neighbor, Mr. Thornberry. This is Mr. Schmidt.
How do you do?
I'm glad to know.
How are things going?
Oh, fine. Just fine, thanks. How are things with you?
Oh, it's great. Do you see any of the old gang lately?
What old gang's that?
You know, the...
Oh, yes, you mean the boys downtown.
Yeah, the boys downtown.
Oh, yeah, once in a while. Oh, I ran into Dick the other day.
Oh, swell. How is he? Oh, he's doing fine. Says he sees Tom occasionally.
Oh, good old Tom.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing new?
No, same old grind. How's the wife?
Oh, she's fine. And
my wife's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Say, you never did come over for that fried chicken dinner.
Well, that's your fault. You didn't invite us.
I didn't? Well, we'll remedy that right now. How about tonight?
Oh, no, not tonight. I mean, your wife will want to...
Oh, don't be silly. We always have plenty to eat, and the wife loves to cook.
Yeah, I know, but
no
I don't believe in...
No excuses. Shall we say about 7 o'clock?
Oh, well, that's awfully nice of you, but really, we couldn't.
Oh, because... no. Oh, here's my bus. Well, we'll see you at 7.
Just a minute. This is very embarrassing, but to be honest with you, I'm afraid I don't remember your address. Where are you living now?
Same old place. Yeah, it's right in the phone book. We'll see you at 7.
Well, looks like you're invited out to dinner tonight, Oz. He seems like a nice fellow.
Thorny, I know you won't believe this, but I can't seem to place the guy. His face is so darn familiar, but I can't remember his name for some reason.
How can that be, Oz? You were carrying on such a brilliant conversation.
I wonder where we know him from. He mentioned something about bowling, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did. But he also called you champ, so I'm sure he's never seen you bowl.
I hope Harriet remembers him. Well, she probably will. She has a wonderful memory for names, thank goodness.
Oh, that's all you're worried about, Oz. I know his name.
You do? Well, then why didn't you tell me?
You didn't ask me.
Ridiculous. I was dying to worry about it. How did you know his name?
You told me.
I told you?
Well, sure, you said very distinctly, Mr. Thornberry, meet Mr. Rush.
Harriet!
In the kitchen.
Oh, I have news for you. We're going out to dinner tonight.
Well, good for you. I didn't think you'd remember it. In fact, I don't remember telling you about it.
Well, how could you tell me about it? We weren't invited until about an hour ago, and I was the one who accepted the invitation.
You mean you met Pamela downtown?
Pamela? Who's Pamela?
Pamela Jones from the PTA.
I don't even know her.
Oh, of course you do. She was at the Randolph's New Year's Eve party.
It's funny, I don't remember her. You sure I met her?
Well, believe me, dear, you met her. I'm sure you did.
Well, I wonder why I don't remember it.
Don't you remember that tall, beautiful, red-haired girl with a strapless evening gown?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, Pamela was sitting right next to her.
No wonder I didn't remember it. How did she get into the conversation, anyway?
I just told you. We're going over there for dinner tonight. She invited us about 2 weeks ago.
Harriet, I think we've got one of those little problems that make life so interesting.
What did you do?
I accepted another invitation for us.
For dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Well, when was this?
Just about an hour ago.
Oh, that's a shame. After all, what kind of an invitation is that at the last minute? Probably somebody else couldn't show up.
Well, Harriet, I don't think that's a very nice way to talk about a good friend of mine.
But it's such a strange thing to do. I mean, at the last minute like that. Who was it?
That fellow we know from the bowling club. Oh, what's his name?
You don't know his name?
Oh, sure. That is... I think I'd know it if I heard it. His face was very familiar.
Well, let me get this straight now. You accepted a dinner invitation for tonight, and you don't even know the man's name?
Well, frankly, Harriet, I was counting on you. You're always so good at remembering names.
What does he look like?
Well, he's about average height, average weight, a very pleasant average face. Does that sound like anybody we know?
Sounds like everybody we know. Where did you say we know him from?
The bowling club. I'm sure of that much because he said so. Gee, I wish you'd think a little, because I know you know him. Kind of a disappointment, dear. I was counting on you.
But I never go to your bowling club.
Well, sure you do. You were over there ladies' night, the big tournament a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
That was last 4th of July.
Really? Gee, I was sure it was Labor Day.
Well, maybe you can think of it while I'm making the sandwiches.
What sandwiches?
The ones you always eat before we go out to dinner.
Don't bother, Harry. What a dreadful mess. Here we are with two dinner dates, and one of them we don't even know who the people are.
Are you sure you don't want the sandwiches? I have them practically made.
No, thanks. I'm so worried I've completely lost my appetite. What kind of sandwiches?
Bacon and tomato on whole wheat with Thousand Island dressing.
Well, as long as you've gone to all the trouble, I'll just have one or two and a glass of milk. I wish I could remember who this guy is. His face is so darn familiar.
Well, why in the world didn't you just tell a man you couldn't remember his name? There's no crime in that.
Harriet, you know very well you can't do a thing like that. Hurt a person's feelings? It's just like I was telling David this morning. It's always better to come right out. Well, David's was an entirely different case. Come on, Harriet, help me with this, will you? Not try and remember. Man about average height, average weight. Peterson. Wilson. Benson.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Nelson!
Nelson. Oh, hello, Emmy Lou.
Mind if I walk up Rogers Road with you?
No, just help yourself. Simpson? Carson?
Beg your pardon?
And I'm trying to think of a man's name.
Oh. William Johnson.
William Johnson. William Johnson. Yes, that sounds familiar.
Of course, that's my father's name.
It's terrible.
Who is this man you can't think of?
He's a good friend of mine. I bumped into him downtown.
Oh, maybe I can help you. What's his name?
That's what I've forgotten.
Have you tried scratching your head?
Yes, I tried that. It just made a lot of noise in my ears. Got a lot of grease on my hands. In fact, I tried every way I've ever heard of. I even stood on my head in the corner. That's supposed to help.
But no names came to your mind?
Only the ones Mrs. Nelson called me for getting footprints on the wallpaper.
I wish I could help you, Mr. Nelson. Have you tried the psychology of association? You associate what you're trying to remember with some other thing and try and connect the two.
Well, I met him in the bowling alley.
The bowling alley. Try and picture the bowling alley in your mind.
Bowling alley. Yes, I can see it.
Now try and picture the man's face.
His face. Yes, I see it. He's got a hole in his head. No, that's a bowling ball.
Picture his face, Mr. Nelson.
His face.
The bowling alley.
The bowling alley.
His face. The bowling alley.
His face. The bowling alley.
His face. The bowling alley. His face. The bowling alley. Have you got the picture?
I think I've got it. His face. The bowling alley. His face. The bowling alley.
What's his name?
Al Bowling Face.
You'd better start getting ready. We have to leave pretty soon.
I wish you wouldn't do that, Harriet. You just disturbed my whole train of thought. I had this guy's name right on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I thought you'd given up.
Oh, I can't give up. I've got to think of it somehow. Emmy Lou just reminded me of something. The Association of Ideas. I'm working on that now.
Well, don't forget we're supposed to be at Pamela's at 7 o'clock.
This much I'm sure of. It must be a very average name.
Why do you say that?
Well, if it were an unusual, difficult name, I'd concentrate on it and remember it by association of ideas.
I don't think I'd count on that too much.
Well, you know it's true. You take George Trout down the block. Trout is a pretty unusual name, but it's easy to remember by the process of association. All you have to do is think of fish, and you've got it. Whenever I see George, I immediately think of fish, and right away I know his name.
Ozzy, I was there the day you said, "Hello, Mr. Mackerel."
Remember any such thing. Trying to think of a man's name, the least you can do is help me. It's as much your fault as it is mine.
My fault? How do you figure that?
Well, you know how I depend on you to remember things for me. Your memory is so fine. That's why my memory isn't too good anymore.
Well, now, how does that follow?
Well, before we were married, I had a wonderful memory. But after we got married, I figured your memory was so good, I wouldn't need mine anymore, so I let it deteriorate.
I don't see how I can be of any help. You haven't given me anything to go on.
Well, it's not my fault. He just happens to be about average height and an average weight. Sort of an average-looking fellow.
Why don't you start to get dressed? Maybe you'll think of it later on.
Seems so unfair. Somewhere in this town, an average man and his wife are expecting us for dinner. I just picture the poor guy sitting there wondering. He says to his wife, "What happened to us?" Looks over at her and he shrugs his shoulders. She's medium build and about average height. Does that help you any, the description of her?
Well, how do you know what she looks like?
Well, it follows, doesn't it, that an average man with an average name would be married to an average girl? Shame. There they sit in their average little home.
With their 1.5 children.
1.5?
Yes, that's the average family, 1.5 children.
Wait a minute, I remember something else. He mentioned two friends, Tom and Dick.
What happened to Harry?
Oh, he's back in again. I know, that's... See, oh, this is terrible. An average man and his average wife. Sitting, waiting somewhere. The average food growing cold on their average table. Average man, an average name. Brown?
It's in the middle of this block. Just a little farther.
Father. Father Crosby?
Ozzie, we're going to the Joneses. Think of the Joneses for just a minute.
Jones. Button. Batten.
Durston and Osborne. Come on.
Bell.
Hello, Harriet.
Hello, Pamela. Well, we finally made it. This is Ozzie.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? Come on in.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid we're a little late.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, Harriet, it really doesn't matter. There's another couple coming for dinner, but they haven't shown up yet.
Oh? Anybody we know?
No, I don't think so. It's some friend of my husband's. Man he met at the bowling club.
Bowling club? Maybe I know him.
Well... Now, this is the ridiculous part. My husband doesn't even remember his name. All he knows about the man is that he's average height, average weight, and average face. Can you imagine anything so silly?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I can.
Now, here's somebody come in, Pamela.
Oh, yes, here. The Nelsons are here. This is my husband.
Hello.
Jonesy.
Why, Nellie.
I was telling the Nelsons a little story when you came in, Oliver.
Oliver? Oh, that's a twist. Well, my old friend Oliver.
You're interrupting Ozzie.
And Ozzie, old pal.
Oh, do you two know each other?
Why, of course we know each other. Why do you think they're here for dinner?
Because I invited them.
You invited them. I invited Ozzie today.
You invited them.
This is all very easily explained, isn't it, Harriet?
I don't know. Let's hear you do it.
Well, Oliver, you see, you invited us for dinner tonight, and your wife invited us for dinner, and when we found out we'd both been invited to the same house, we laughed and laughed. It was the funniest thing we'd ever heard. It was marvelous.
Oh, it was a riot.
You mean Ozzie is the man whose name you couldn't remember?
What's this?
Oh, Pamela, why did you have to tell on me? Well, to tell you the truth, Ozzie, I didn't remember your name. Oh, it's so embarrassing, too. You knew me so well. You even introduced me to your neighbor, Mr.
I wondered if you knew who I was.
Oh, I recognize you immediately, but I just couldn't place your name. Oh, I hope you aren't offended.
Why don't we just forget the whole thing? Some of us remember, and some of you don't.
Oh, poor Oliver. He's always forgetting people's names. I'll bet Ozzie never does that. Does he, Harriet?
No, Ozzie's got a wonderful memory. What was the name of that dress shop we saw coming over here?
A dress shop?
Marshall's. Wasn't that the name?
Yes, Marshall's.
And remember that dress in the window? You said you were going to buy it for me.
I did?
You should remember.
Well, I guess if I don't, well, this is blackmail.
And there was an alligator bag just made for that dress.
Yes, I remember saying you could have that, too.
You can bring your things in here, Harry.
I'll be right there.
Ah, your wife's very attractive, Ozzie. Is she from around here originally?
No, she's descended from a very well-known Midwestern family. Perhaps you've heard of them, the James boys, Jesse James. Aren't you ashamed of yourself telling those fibs tonight?
I just told that one little one.
You told two. One about the dress and the other about the alligator bag.
Oh, those. I was figuring you'd bail me out of those. You see, if you really do buy me the dress and bag, then I was telling the truth retroactively. Is that the right word?
It seems to be doing the job. What fib did you have in mind?
The one where I said you don't forget names.
Well, I don't usually.
Oh, Ozzie. There's one girlfriend of mine you've known for 5 years. Part of the time you call her Julie, and the rest of the time you call her Judy.
What is her name?
Mary Peterson.
Good night, Martha.
Good night, George.
Tune in next week to another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hillier.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, on Tuned to Yesterday from February 20th, 1949 on NBC. And that same year, they promoted their switch to the Columbia Broadcasting System on Jack Benny's program, about a month before moving. And they were also featured on the Treasury Department's syndicated program, Guest Star, where they performed in their original capacity with Ozzie Nelson as bandleader and Harriet Hilliard singing. And that wraps up this hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. It's been a pleasure.